I'm now here with Richard. Hello, Richard.
Hi there.
And you are a unicyclist and a juggler, I do believe.
That's right. I've been here doing some street performances, three street performances on the high street. It's been a great day. Really lovely crowds. Great atmosphere out here today.
Have you had a lot of people standing around watching you?
Yeah, the first one at midday was quite difficult to get people to trust me enough to stop and watch. The second and third shows were just amazing. Really lovely, lovely huge audiences, yeah.
Do you ever get nervous or feel a bit uneasy when there's loads of people staring at you?
Yes, I did a little bit before the first one today. It's coming to a different town where you don't know how people are going to react. Every place that you go and perform is different. People have a different sort of things. People like different things in different places. So, yeah, no, there's always a few nerves. I think it helps to keep me fresh and keep me working hard.
And where is it you're from?
I live in South London and work at Covent Garden.
So what are the differences between an Essex audience and a London audience, would you say?
Covent Garden, people are expecting street performance. It's been there for, you know, hundreds of years now. And so you're at a slight advantage because people are expecting to stop and watch something. Whereas here, you're having to stop people with a different agenda. They're out shopping. They don't necessarily want to stop and watch a man running around trying to be funny, shouting at them in the streets. But it works. 9 times out of 10, they stop and they enjoy themselves. So, yeah, it's great.
That's good. That's what entertainment's all about.
Absolutely.
So how did you find yourself here at the Brentwood Lights?
I work for an agent called Tarby Davenport, and she's booked all of the most of the street performers that you can see out here on the streets today. And I think she's done a great job.
Yeah, definitely. And how do you promote yourself? Are you like, are you part of an agency or are you independent?
I work for several different agents. I don't have a sole agent that just gets me work. And I also work in a double act, which we have a website for, which is www.streetcomedy.co.uk. And also work in a 7-man company. We all came from a street theatre background and we're called Slightly Fat Features. And that's slightlyfatfeatures.com.
And what exactly do they do?
We all do lots and lots of different tricks. It's a variety show that we do in theatres. We're going into Leicester Square Theatre in the West End over Christmas from the 15th of December to the 4th of January.
And do you find work becomes more busy towards Christmas?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a really busy time for us. Yeah, we're in high demand for these sort of events. And even at Covent Garden, you know, the crowds are bigger, people are out shopping and doing their Christmas drinks and their Christmas parties and things, so, yeah.
Cool. Now, I'm looking at your unicycle, it's quite tall. I struggle to ride a bike and juggle, let alone do it at the same time. How do you do it?
Years of practice. I think I've been doing it for 20 years now. Learned when I was about 14, started street performing at 18. And, yeah, it's just culmination of years and years. Obviously, I didn't start on one that was 8 foot tall. Started on one that was just a normal sort of 3 or 4 feet tall and gradually went up to this height. But that's as tall as I'm going. I don't want to go any higher than that.
Is it quite scary up there being that tall? Because you're quite a tall man yourself, but it must be even worse being up there.
Not anymore. I'm not anymore. Not now I'm used to it. Thank you very much, sir. Cheers. My pleasure.
So you just had someone giving him a compliment there, which is very nice.
Oh, the fans.
So you've obviously been cycling about. What has been the best thing you've seen here in Brentwood today?
It's just the atmosphere out here on the street. People are smiling, people are enjoying themselves, you know, everything about it is just great. It just brings a great atmosphere to the town.
Very true. And have you finished your performance now?
I have. That was my last performance that you just caught the end of there.
Oh, nice. And what are you going to be doing now?
I'm going to drive back to my partner and my daughter. And I got my parents coming to stay. Did you want to know that? Did you want something more exciting than that? Tomorrow I'm going to Beaconsfield to dress up as an orangutan for some advert or something. So, yeah, there you go. That's probably more
as you do.
What you're after. Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoy your dressing up as an orangutan. Thank you very much, Richard, for talking to us today.
My pleasure. Cheers. Take care.